Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Mills, and in this episode today, we have more fan-made short stories sent through my website, MinecraftShortStories.com. But before that, the results from the previous poll. The poll question was, dogs or cats in Minecraft? So, the winning animal, dogs or cats, was dog with 66% of the vote, and cat with 34% of the vote. Which I understand because in Minecraft, we all have to admit, the dog is much better than the cat. The cat occasionally brings you some like phantom membrane, some string. Well, the dog protects your life and hunts for you and gives you food and wags its tail. Everyone can admit the wolf in Minecraft is much better. But let's get right into the stories. The first story is by Wyatt the Marshall. How Steve and Alex met. Once, in the overworld, Steve was a lonely player, with only villagers and his cat Jeeves to talk to. Jeeves, why am I the only one of my kind? Steve asked. Meow, Jeeves replied. Steve sighed. I'm so lonely. Just then, a notification appeared, and it read, Alex has joined. Steve was excited, and looking out the window, he saw her, a girl with orange hair, a green shirt, and gray pants. He ran to her. Hello, Steve said with a grin. Hi, said Alex. He showed her his home, and she was amazed. You have a cat? Alex exclaimed. Yeah, said Steve. I love cats, said Alex, smiling. Then they became friends, taking on the overworld mobs one creeper at a time. The next one is The Skulk by Nathan. This is a story, and it takes place in the latest snapshot, 13WA, the one with the skulk and the warden. No diamonds, Steve groaned. He had been mining for almost an hour without finding a single diamond. He took a block of wood out of his inventory and broke it, just to be angry. But when Steve broke the block, something strange came into view. A dark, blue, moss-like substance covered the walls of an area surrounding a bone-looking block covered in the same substance. Steve was confused. He had been a miner almost his entire life, and he had never seen anything like this. He started to mine some of the mods to try and see what it was. But then, out of a corner, a zombie came into view. He forgot to bring his sword, something he would never forget after this mining trip. He tried his best to finish off the zombie with his pickaxe. After a while, he finally finished off the zombie. He sighed with relief. He turned back to the moss-looking substance, but what he saw shocked him. It grew. It was almost twice as big as when he last saw it. He started to move towards the strained moss. But when Steve took a step, he heard a noise. He looked around. Then, he saw something. Something that made him paralyzed with fear. A warden. He finally understood what the substance was. The moss, the warden, the strange growth conditions. It was the skulk, an alien substance that grows when mobs are killed and shrieks when hearing a noise. By the time he figured this out, the warden had killed him. When he responded, he was traumatized and decided to never go mining again. The next one is by... The next story, the first part is by Uni. Then I was asked to complete it, so I did. So this part is by Uni. Steve and Alex are in a cave. Ha, I got you now, zombie, says Alex as she kills a zombie. Nice kill, Steve says as he kills another. Oh no, I don't have any more food, says Alex as she lights the way. Here, take these, says Steve while giving Alex 16 cooked beef. Alex and Steve return to the surface after looting a mineshaft and go back. Could you smelt the iron, Steve asks. Yeah, sure, Alex replies after smelting everything. Oh yeah, I completely forgot to tell you, says Alex. Tell me what, Steve says. I've got some obsidian so we can build a nether portal, Alex replies. Steve is building the nether portal and misplaces the block. Steve groans after building the portal. Oops, I forgot we still need more things to go to the nether. We are too underprepared, says Alex. Like what? Steve asked. We need enchanted armor, gold, and more items, Alex replied. Well, I did see a mine shaft earlier, said Steve. Great, we can get lots of loot from there, Alex exclaimed. The next part is my continuation of the story. Steve and Alex came to the mine shaft. After trudging through dozens of passages, found a chest in a minecart. Excited, Steve reached to open it. But Alex stopped him, saying, we don't know what kind of things are in this mine shaft. The chest could be trapped or something else more sinister. Steve sighed. There's no trap. Watch. Alex could stop him. He flipped open the chest. Golden light shone out and illuminated the mineshaft tunnel. Once the light subsided, Steve peered into the chest. Yes, he whooped. Steve held an apple made of solid gold and glimmering with enchantment. Alex stepped back and shot. How? Those are so rare. Then the mineshaft began to tremble and the beams began to crack. Run, Alex yelled. The next one is multiple small chapters of a story and is by Thomas. Chapter 1. Someone new. It was an ordinary day. Steve woke up, attended to his pet, then went off to find a place to build. He was building a minigame, but eventually his items ran out, so he had to get some more materials on his way back to the spot. He saw someone with orange hair and a green shirt. Chapter 2, a friend. When Steve spotted this new player, he dashed over because he felt lonely in this world, by himself. He introduced himself to her, saying, "Hello, miss, I'm Steve. Who are you?" She was a bit shocked because she thought she was all alone on the land. She said, "Oh, nice to meet you. I thought I was the only one. My name is Alex." Steve instantly responded, "Same. It's a charm to meet you. Do you want to help me build this minigame?" She replied, "Yes, I'm great with the redstone, so you can leave it to me." Steve opened up his inventory and gave her half of his items and all the redstone. After that, Steve showed her the way to the game. Chapter 3, A Dangerous Battle. Alex just finished the redstone, and I had already fallen. The hostile mobs were approaching, and she acquired her stone sword and she was battling the mobs. A zombie brought her down to half a heart before she slew it. She was screaming, "Half a heart! Half a heart!" Steve turned around and saw a skeleton firing his bow at her, and he jumped off the tall structure and darted behind her to block the air from piercing her flesh. Steve was in so much pain that he placed on the bed and laid down to go to sleep. Alex realized he saved her, and when she half regenerated, she placed a bed 4 blocks away from Steve and she hit the hay. Chapter 4, Bingo. In the morning, they woke up, and they started to play bingo. It was an intense game. The color was red, and Steve placed a carpet and shouted, "Bingo!" The next round, Alex won. The last color was pink, and she placed a carpet and yelled, "Bingo!" Steve rushed to place the carpet that was gray to its spot. I excitedly shouted, "Bingo, I win," Alex responded. "Next time I'll beat you," Steve said. "We'll see about that," said Alex. Chapter 5, Wrapping It Up. Steve and Alex were building. Alex said, "I'm going to find a place nearby and set up a house. Each time you're building or playing a minigame, I'll come over and help a little." Alex ran a chunk away. You may be wondering if there are any other helpers, and yes, some came and joined for a little bit, and some just go just like friends. The next story is by Ninja Meow. It does not have a title. The first cat I ran, laughing at my wolf friend, Lila. "Ollie, you're too fast," complained Lila. "Please, you're stronger and faster. That's just how life in the jungle works, Lila," I replied. Then this guy me and my mom had to fight off a lot was holding a bone and tamed Lila. I waltzed up and meowed, "You can't tame me, I'm too fast." "Oh man, an ocelot too. This is my lucky day," said the player. He grabbed me before I had time to think, and put a collar much like the one Lila had on. "Meow," I yowled. I later learned his name was Steve, and he had a friend named Alec. I sighed. Alex petted me and noticed how my paws were now white. I ran to a puddle and stared in horror at what faced me. "No," I yelled. Staring at me in my reflection was a ginger-striped ocelot. I looked different than when I was still in the jungle. Then Alex pulled the collar off me and let me go. She was very kind and hated when Steve did these things. I ran to a village where I lived the rest of my life, made by the person who made the first dog. The next story is by Silver Soldier Gaming. It is called Minecraft The Last Rider. Chapter 1, The Enderstone. I ran for what seemed like hours. Looking back every few seconds, an arrow of poison shot by my shoulder. I heard bones clattering behind me. Red eyes shining in the dark followed me. I jumped behind a log and threw the egg forward, and just as it teleported away, I was shot on the shoulder. Everything went black. That is the end of the stories. After stories will come a quiz. The quiz question for today was, when did the first Minecraft update come out and what did it do? The options are A, 4 minutes after launch, there's a game-breaking bug, B, 1 month after launch, added creative mode, C, 6 months after launch, added multiplayer, and D, 4 months after launch, added survival mode. Take a moment to gather your decision. For the quiz question, I will not be telling you the answer. I will put up a poll, and if you're on Spotify, you can participate in the poll. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review down in the reviews and write what you think it is, A, B, C, or D. The mob for our mob trivia section today is the Evoker. Evokers spawn with mansions, do not despawn unless you turn to peaceful. But this only works in Java because in Bedrock, the Evoker is still spawned with the mansion, but is a passive creature. In Bedrock Edition, Evokers can spawn during raids by themselves or riding Ravagers. Evokers cannot spawn in raids with easy difficulty because such raids have only 3 waves, while Evokers appear in the 5th wave and above. In Java Edition, Evokers spawn during raids starting at wave 5. Up to 5 Evokers spawn on hard difficulty. During these events, they can be a raid captain. On hard difficulty, Evokers can also spawn riding Ravager at wave 7. They may also spawn rarely as a raid captain. Drops. Evokers can drop one or more of the following items. 1. Totem. Looting does not increase this chance. 0 to 1 emeralds. an ominous banner, or 10 XP. When not attacking the evoker, it has its arm crossed like a villager. If the player is within a 10-block radius and the evoker is not summoning, then the evoker will flee as so as not to be hurt. The evoker has two attacks, summoning vexes and summoning fangs, either in a circle around it, or in a straight line directed towards the player. Evokers can walk as fast as a player's sprinting speed, but mostly stays in the same spot. Evokers stare at the player in creative mode, just like villagers. In Java Edition, evokers can do a combo attack and summon fangs in a circle while summoning vexes. Thank you guys all so much for listening. See you guys in the next episode.